Lesson 5D. Exercise 2.
I completed the 10 tours challenge in May. It was actually the third time I've done it. The first time I was 15 and I did the 56-kilometre route. The second time, the 72-kilometre one. And then in May I did the big one, walking 88 kilometres in a little under 2 days. Some people might regard it as impossible to cover that distance in so short a time. And it certainly isn't easy. So what are the challenges? They're both physically and mentally challenging. It's obviously very difficult to walk the length of Dartmoor. You don't follow paths, you walk on open ground, navigating between the 10 tors, or rocky outcrops, which are the 10 points you have to visit. And if the weather's bad, the visibility can be really poor. But you only have a map and compass. You aren't allowed to bring phones or sat-navs. And you have to carry everything with you. That's about 13 kilograms of kit on your back. We spent a lot of time training and preparing for the challenge. That was really hard work. You train in all weathers, sun, snow and rain, because nobody knows what the weather will be like on the day, and anyway, it can change in an instant. You get blisters on your feet and your shoulders and hips ache with the weight of the rucksack. If it's wet, your boots and socks will be soaking wet and they won't have a chance to dry out overnight. So much for the physical hardships. What about the mental challenges? Being mentally strong is really important. You sometimes feel like giving up, but you can't do that. You have to keep going. And you have to work as a team, supporting the other 5 members of your party, especially if one of them is finding it difficult to keep up. I remember I was having a really bad time of it last year, and one of the girls in my team carried some of my kit for a while. That was really kind. But the best bit is finishing. I loved it when we came over the hill and finally saw the finish line just a kilometre away. I got an amazing sense of achievement from the experience.